Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're going to get you caught up on the latest from the Falcons practice today, as some guys did practice, some were limited. We say that because Michael Penix was limited yesterday, which had us a little bit concerned, as Coach said, hey, if we need to go to our backup, Kirk Cousins, we will. But that's yet to be determined because we want to see him out on the grass. So we'll get you caught up on that. Stay tuned. The big story today, obviously, in regards to the NBA, Portland Trail Blazers coach Chauncey Billups, Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier, and Damon Jones, who was a former player and assistant coach for the Cavs, arrested as part of a wide-ranging investigation related to illegal sports betting and rigged poker games backed by the mafia. And guys are saying, hey, where is this story? Maybe you've been in meetings all day. It's everywhere.
Yeah, guys, Carl, I try not to yell at the audience, but now you're making me, it's everywhere. It's on ESPN. It's on Yahoo. Just click it. Just Google. Go on your Twitter or your X, and you'll see NBA. But anyway, we were debating, you know, just how serious, if it stops right here, because as I said, Carl mentioned this earlier, when you look at the, you know, columnists and guys who, whether it's nowadays, whether they're on TV or not, they're on ESPN, you pretty much like the NBA. If you're not, you don't. So whether it's a Clay Travis who's kind of morphed into more politics now, or a Jason Whitlock who, well, hates everything, you know, you're going to just, you know, bash the NBA. And yeah, the optics aren't great, but as long as it stops there, you know. Now, again, if you named like a current all-star involved in this, and a big name that everybody, the casual fan, knows, that's another story for Adam Silver with damage control. But that's not where it's at right now.
No, a total of 34 people. We're telling what we know, right? This is not us speculating. We're just giving you the facts.
And there's two facets to it, as you said. Yeah. One's this illegal card game that Chauncey Billups apparently was a front man for.
It's crazy, Mike. 34 people arrested as a result of this years-long investigation. This just didn't happen, guys. Covering 11 states, involving tens of millions of dollars. I had a gentleman hit me up. He said, Dukes, I know you guys talk gambling all the time. We do. We enjoy talking gambling. It's a big aspect of sports. He said, there had to be a lot of money involved. We don't know the amount, but when the Fed say tens of millions of dollars, obviously they're not going after some small-time, you know, arrangement here, Mike.
Right.
This isn't a couple of guys on a street corner betting $100. So, yes, there are tens of millions of dollars apparently involved, and the FBI had a press conference today. But this, again, could potentially go deeper. We just don't know. But as part of the scheme, gamblers and non-public information was given to bet on at least seven NBA games between March of 2023 and March of 2024, and it involved the Charlotte Hornets, the Magic, the Trailblazers, the Lakers, and the Raptors.
And they alleged that Rozier, who at the time was playing for the Hornets, basically tipped off a childhood buddy. He's going to take himself out of a game in the first quarter. So bet the under on his total, his individual points total. And then he basically
prop bets,
and he goes, "Oh, like Rodney Dangerfield, oh my arm," and he taps out, and then he basically sold the information to two bettors for around $100,000, and those bettors, along with their associates and a network of proxies, put a lot of money. And that's the thing is, when people, as Carl said, you know, "Oh, see, this is the problem with sports gambling; it's making everything." No, no, no. Illegalized sports gambling caught this.
Correct.
Because the algorithms trick when all of a sudden you've got. Who's going to bet the amount of points scored by a washed-up guy like Rozier, even in 23?
Nobody.
So you see all that action, and that's like when houses – normally it would be analog, Carl. It would be incumbent on a pit boss, right, to realize, hey, we just took $15,000 of action on this crazy – why is it – you know, normally, okay, why is somebody betting Lehigh versus Slippery Rock?
Correct.
You know, fix is in, and that's what happened just, in this case, the NBA.
So Mike's point is legalized gambling – is the reason why we're here, because you wouldn't have these guardrails in place,
right?
Because normally stuff like this goes under the radar. Either way,
they flagged Calvin Ridley, got back to the NFL,
right.
And then
that's right.
He got suspended.
So again, we're for it. We've talked about it on the show numerous right. times. We talked to our state legislatures about legislators about this. At the end of the day, though, this is bigger than that. This is something that, again, the feds got involved with, and we'll see where this story goes. But again, all alleged at this point. Arrests have been made, but nobody has been found guilty, and they'll have their day in court if it gets to that point. Mm. As Amy Dash told us, our legal advisor or legal insider for Odyssey, some of this stuff may not even get there because depending on how the case goes and who says, you know, what took place. Mike, if it involves more people, somebody gives somebody up. We'll see where it goes.
Yeah, somebody could rat. And as we said earlier, like I know that we have a lot of law enforcement that listens to our show, some federal. Not all feds are bad people, Carl, but no. When your dad's a local cop, generally you think the feds is a bunch of showboats and incompetence. But I'm sorry, my dad said that. My dad's words, not mine. But sometimes you go for the splash and the flash, and sometimes, as we saw, you know, they overcharged P. Diddy. Now, he wound up, it was 4 years he got sentenced.
Yeah.
But, I mean, initially he was going away for 25. You know, as Amy Dash said, in this case, some of these guys may get probation and be done.
All right.
The problem is they're going to be done in any involvement with an NBA.
Yeah, correct. That is one of, if not the big stories today, because it dropped this morning and everybody was kind of like, what?
You got to give a shout out. My man is leaving right over there. See my man right there? One of the best bartenders in Atlanta, used to work. Remember Legal Seafood?
Yeah.
Downtown off the park.
Legal.
That was our go-to guy when Becky and I lived in the city.
What you doing out here, man?
And we would do dueling D-leds at the bar.
What you doing out here, man?
Hey, man, I need a shrimp cocktail.
You had to come out.
Hey, man.
Appreciate you, dude.
But thanks, brother. Good to see you, my man.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Good to see you. That's awesome, man. Yeah.
Remember that was a good hang after the old days. You could walk to the park and go home.
It's a good spot.
Right?
Yeah. And he made a strong cocktail. Hey, we're going to get you caught up on the Falcons injuries. Also, we'll react to what happened last night because we have to. Terrible opening night
man,
for our Atlanta Hawks.
Disappointing.
Absolutely.
On so many levels.
Absolutely. All right. We'll talk more about that. Let's talk some college football, Mike, because the Dogs are off, obviously, this week. Gunnar Stockton showed us he's more of a field general, and certainly he's capable of carrying the Dogs. But I want to ask you something in relation to their next game. Is Florida ever going to get back to where they were under Steve Spurrier or under Urban Meyer?
Yeah.
Because when you go through their coaching tree, Mike, outside of Spurrier and Urban Meyer, this thing is a mess. Because I'm just going to run this down real quick. And Spurrier, guys, goes back to the 90s. So
right.
We know the game has completely changed. And Spurrier, when he got that thing rolling, Mike always talks about how it was cooking. They ran up the score on you. They embarrassed you if they could. You're talking about after Urban Meyer, Will Muschamp, DJ Durkin, Jim McElwain, Randy Shannon was the coach there for a year.
Remember
after McElwain.
McElwain was the head shark humper.
Shark humper.
Remember that video? It's not me.
It's right. And then Dan Mullen went in there. Everybody thought he could go back home again.
Right.
Didn't happen. And then you get Billy Napier. Meanwhile, all those guys have come and gone, and Kirby's been at Georgia. And I'm just saying this for Florida fans, and everybody's like, oh, Florida, you can win. You can win chips. Will they ever get back to that?
I think, see, for instance, Miami. Is this year Miami wins a national championship? They've been in the weeds now for 24 years.
True.
You know, and they've gone through as many coaches as you just mentioned with Florida. And Cristobal, they've gone through every prodigal son. Anybody who's ever coached at Miami or had a connection as a player to Miami.
Had to go back.
Right.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, it's this world we're living in. I mean, I think Florida State's about to fire Norvell. It may happen before the season's over. They might fire the athletic director for the vote of confidence. He might be gone too.
Mike, I think they should fire him. Didn't he give the extension?
Here's another thing. Imagine if Norvell went to Alabama. What an unmitigated disaster that would be.
It would have been worse.
Because Norvell is so over his head. You give him a fifth-year starter like a Jordan Travis, you know, okay, now you've got something. You had good – Carl, the wheels spun for them. Jared Verse, and they did get the good transfers in. And then subsequently – they've had transfers that are now just those. They're literally mercenaries. They're guys with no culture, no attachment to the university. Kirby is in a great spot. There's certain coaches. I think maybe Lane stays at Ole Miss. Maybe he doesn't. But you've got guys. I think Freeman stays at Notre Dame. Once you've got a culture built, you know how hard it is? Florida State, what are you going to do? You're going to pay a $40 million buyout, and then what?
Any
coach worth his salt is going to be worth $10 million. FSU doesn't have that kind of money.
Okay, but what? Well, let me ask you this.
Who's Florida going to get if they aim for Lane Kiffin and can't get him?
You're right about all of that, but what's that got to do with Florida getting back? Like, are you
I
saying,
think it's the same thing. I'm you, saying, okay, or you got to find the coach.
Gotcha.
My point is, you got to buy out Napier. That's the easier part of that equation. But you've got to find that transformative, that coach that can elevate the program. Florida fans remember Charlie Pell, Galen Hall. You know, just all that talent that was in Florida. And then Spurrier, remember, it was like the whole SEC, Carl, was 3 yards in a cloud of dust.
Yeah.
Spurrier changed the whole conference. Who are you going to get?
He did.
That's why
that.
I'm just curious, who does Florida turn to? Just like who does FSU turn to? Who does Penn State turn to? You know, when the only guy that maybe you want is Lane Kiffin. But even Lane Kiffin hasn't won a lot of games against ranked opponents.
Here's what I'd say, and then Day-Day wants to jump in. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You can text us, guys, 404-726-0929. Find us on social media, Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. And, of course, you can always find us at 929 The Game. Nobody thought Kirk Cignetti would work in Indiana. And he's crushing it. My point is, when you say find the right guy – sometimes it's not who you think it is. And for Florida, and the only reason we're talking about this is because they're up next for the Dogs. And meanwhile, Kirby's been there and he's just doing his thing, and Florida's like, next man up, next coach up. We got to get another guy. Now you're looking for another head coach. And Mullen and Shannon and McElwain and DJ Durkin and Will Muschamp and hell, Charlie Strong was there. He didn't work.
Right.
You guys got to find a damn coach. And it may not be what you think it is, Mike. That's what I'm getting to. It may not be this connection to, he played for Spurrier. Who cares? Kirk Cignetti didn't do anything for Indiana. So he's a Midwestern guy. But he got how program building works.
You can see.
He brought all those guys with him.
Right.
And then he added to that.
But you're going to sell a guy from a mid-major to Florida fans?
Well, they did that.
But I'm saying,
Billy Napier.
But I'm saying, and half the my point was Louisiana, but coming out of Louisiana, half the famous wasn't even sold on the hire in the first place. It's like when Brian Harsin came to Auburn, half of the boosters didn't even want him, you know, because you went too far outside the box. So that's where I'm trying to say is, who are those hot prospects? Do you trust your athletic? Is your athletic director also going to go with the coach? Right? And because a lot of athletic directors' necks are on the line with this. Look, Brian Kelly may get fired at LSU.
And he should.
The way things are going.
They have too much talent. Louisiana State University gets whoever they want.
Right. Regardless of the transfer portal, which they still use.
Regardless. They are loaded every year. All right, Day-Day wants to add.
Well, no, I just wanted to ask you, you guys can answer on the other side. What does Florida getting back look like for you guys in this new era of NIL and the portal?
Oof, because no one's ever going to win back-to-backs anymore. I mean, I get it. We'll talk about it, Carl, because that's why Georgia fans, man, whatever you think this year is going to be or not, obviously, you're not changing course because you got the man.
All right. We'll discuss that and more when we get back here. We're live at Gustin's Grill, guys, in Woodstock. It's Dukes and Bell.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
And Dukes of Bell taking it to the streets today, guys. We're up at Gustin's or down at Gustin's, depending on what part of, you know, Cherokee or Forsyth you live. We're over in Woodstock, Georgia today at a great bar, great food, great service, great ownership, great crew. We'll be here till 6 o'clock, guys. So come on by, see Dukes and Bell. Some of our old friends, including one of our favorite young listeners who's playing baseball. Now, when is he going to get sick of baseball? This poor kid's playing baseball 12 months a year, Carl.
He's got a – mom told me he's got a pitching lesson today, I believe. Pitching, right? Is that right?
Right.
So look.
Could you ever get sick of baseball as a kid?
You know what? I regret, Mike, after seeing all this money being thrown around, that I quit baseball when I did. I should have kept playing baseball.
Man.
I would have been like Cecil Fielder, just a fat first baseman, making a jillion dollars. I would throw the ball.
I would have been throwing a split-finger fastball at age 10. You know, I had my first Tommy John at puberty. Because it just seems to be like it's – but anyway, this young man does really well, plays travel team ball. He's a great kid. Good dude.
It's good to see you guys. Man, it's been a good time out here. And, again, Donnie, the owner – Donnie, thank you, sir. Appreciate you having us
Donnie's
out here.
Hey, Donnie's a good guy. He's a good egg over here.
Yes, he is. And, by the way, he's got another one of these restaurants, if you're not familiar, up in Ackworth. So, if you can't come here, check out the one in Ackworth. Menu's amazing. Food is good. Bars, everything. The bartenders do a good job. Real quick, Mike, Day-Day was asking us a question about if Florida's to get back.
And I'm sorry, I hijacked your conversation and made it all about Florida State and what a bum Mike Norvell is, but back to you.
Well, it made me laugh.
Nah,
you were like, Florida's had amazing coaches, but none of them worked out. But let me tell you about Mike Norvell.
I fired a nasty gram off today at the university saying, look, I spent some money this year to invest in the new seats. You know, and this crap is what I'm getting. You haven't won an ACC game in over a year, but I digress. But Florida fans feel the same way, and they've been feeling the same way about Billy Napier for 3 years.
Yeah.
Last year, the knock was he couldn't recruit. They went through that whole, you know, on again, off again with their quarterback. He does get a good quarterback, and he still gets fired. I'm just wondering, Do you have the commitment from the athletic director and your fan base and your boosters to find that next Kurt Cignetti, a guy who's going to be a relative unknown to a lot of your fans, I guess is my point.
Yeah, here's what I'd say, Day-Day, to the question. Florida can be as relevant as Georgia or Alabama, but they also understand, and I think all these big programs understand, that you aren't going to have a dynasty anymore. A dynasty consists of you being in the college football playoff year after year, having a chance to win it. If you're in it 4 years straight and you win one, and then you're out of the college football playoff the following year, it's a hell of a run now, right? I think the goal ultimately is, can we be a top 12 program? Florida can. So it's not just winning the national championship anymore. Yes, that's always the ultimate goal. But at the end of the day, in this new world, whoever goes in there says, hey, we're going to be one of the top 12 programs year in and year out. And if you're going to tell me that Florida doesn't have the resources to do that, you're wrong. It's why we're all tripping about Brian Kelly and LSU. LSU, there are about five teams, guys, in the SEC year in and year out that should be in that 12.
Right. LSU gets off the bus. They look like the Steelers. We've always talked about the athletes they've got. And that's before you even talk about the transfer portal. Matter of fact, they've got so much talent. Some guys, everyone's got an LSU receiver on their roster, seemingly.
It's true.
But my thing with Florida, everything you just said is 100%. It makes Georgia fans, I'm not telling Georgia fans anything they don't already know.
They're spoiled, Mike. We're spoiled.
But how lucky you are with a guy like Kirby, and hopefully Tech's got the same thing with Brent Key. Now, Brent's going to hope that Philo is the next big quarterback and he can continue to augment his four stars and maybe now get a couple of five stars every year. But if you're Kirby and you're Georgia, what was your down year last year? You got beat in a quarterfinal. You still went to the playoffs and lost to Notre Dame. Right? You still had a good season. You had a season that, you know, 9/10 of college football fans would give their left nut for.
That's right.
But that was a down year for Georgia. So you're living up there. Sorry for the visual, Danny. I'm just saying. I mean, but that's where
he's not lying.
But you're living there. Florida is not there, but they can get back there. Because Carl said it. You've got the greatest athletes in the country are right in your backyard if you can keep them there.
It's a hot recruiting bed, man. And here's the thing. Miami, at one point, controlled Dade County. Like, all those high schools down there and all that talent, and everybody was going to Miami, and you saw it. And then they were going around the country and pulling from the best, you know, high schools in the country when they were on top. Again, the heyday of the 80s. But, Mike, the reality is, like, Florida, you're right. Just like Georgia. Kirby, if he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to leave the state.
Right.
He doesn't have to. He does because there are kids that obviously are all going to say yes. But Florida's that same thing. And their state is bigger. They got more kids to choose from. It's like Texas. Texas never has to leave the state.
Right.
That's the big thing. It used to be like, hey, we don't have to leave our state to be great. And now I think you do because, again, it's just the recruiting world. But it's interesting. And if you're going Dukes and Bell, while you're talking about Florida, they're next up for Georgia. We just ran through the list of coaches that have come and gone. Kirby has been the one consistent at Georgia. Florida can't find their guy.
Look, and Sarkisian might not even be the guy in Texas, a team with all the resources.
Right. You're right.
You know, he's going to be at a crossroads at some point. You just mentioned Brian Kelly, who left Notre Dame. And people, how can he leave Notre Dame? Because he's got better athletes at LSU. And he doesn't. He still can't win. But just real quick, getting back to what you said about Kirby, you're right. Who's that next Kirby Smart? I mean, who is that next? Your guys already—they've pulled Dan Lanning from Oregon. Now Lanning's going to have to win the big one at some point. But Penn State—they did everything but put the cherry on top of the sundae. Now they're back to square one.
Yeah.
You know, with the coach. So that's how hard it is. It just goes back to all the parity, and to your point, a team which can consistently make the playoffs is maybe one of five or six in the country.
That's it, man. I mean, look, and if you're going, well, what teams, guys? Georgia. I'm talking about just SEC.
Right.
Five teams: LSU, Georgia, Alabama, Florida. Who's the fifth team in the SEC that should every year be making the playoff?
Right.
It's not Vandy.
Ole Miss fans now feel that perhaps Lane Kiffin's
correct.
And that's why he's going to be so curious to see if he stays there.
It's not South Carolina.
By the way, is Lane Kiffin going to stay at Ole Miss?
Now, one of our listeners is a huge Ole Miss fan. That's an Ole Miss family. I walked over and said hello, and they said, would you guys stop it? I said, what? All of this Lane Kiffin is next at this university? He's not going anywhere. Okay.
All right.
We're not going to say anything else about Lane.
You know what she also said?
What?
Carl, this is his blind side. You protect him. She's a really big fan. Even made a movie about her.
Yeah, look, right. She's right, though. She said he could run for governor and he'd win up there.
Right.
But that's what winning does for you. But my point is, guys, now that you've added Texas and Oklahoma, pick one of those schools and say those are the five schools every year that should be competing and having a shot at the 12, five spots in the 12 every year.
Right. And then if you're Josh Heupel, Bobby, damn it, Bobby. You know, you're still alive. You know, you're still okay, potentially. Two losses, but you're still, you know, you'll see how the rest.
Notice how I left Tennessee out of that.
The rest of the league.
There's only one U2.
The rest of the SEC and the rest of the schedule plays out. But that's why, think of it like Shane Beamer. Last year, everybody's the bell of the ball, and now they're grinding. It's kind of back to being another kind of middling, you know, Southern Carolina season.
Did you see Shane go off on the reporter? Reporter was like, what gives you faith that you guys are getting better? He's like, what gives us faith? What gives us faith? I watch these guys at practice every day, and I understand what they're going through. Shane went off on this reporter, but you're right. It's a grind right now for him, man.
But that's why, you know, even though I did invoke FSU, there was a reason. I just got off the rails.
I'm glad you realized.
Yeah. Well, I know. But here's a team that won a championship in 2013. It seems like it was 1913, if you're a Florida State fan. Now, again, the circumstances around the injuries and getting blown out of the playoffs, because the playoffs are a TV show. So, but that's it, Carl. If you're a Noles fan, you feel like you feel like I'll take Jimbo Fisher back at this point. Mm. How desperate do you have to be to do that? And that's how some fans feel, let alone where Florida is and deciding who their next coach is going to be.
All right, you guys can hit us up. Just a sidebar conversation, guys. It's just interesting. Sometimes you don't know how good you have it until you don't. And to go from Mark Richt, who won a lot of games,
right,
to get Kirby, who's elevated the program, you just realize, man, damn, we got it good.
And Kirby's still going to pivot to this new world you're in. This, you said it. There's no more dynasties, but there is going to be, I think, the elites, those four or five or six we mentioned, are always going to be in the mix.
They should be. And if they're not, they don't have the right guy. If LSU's not relevant, Mike, they don't have the right guy.
Right.
404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. Let us know what you think about that conversation as we've been talking about what's going on. Let's get caught up on the Falcon injuries, Mike, because I want to know who was limited today.
Hey, limited was Darnell Mooney, that hamstring. So Darnell is still not 100%.
What's up, Darnell?
Made a catch, missed a catch. That's why we were so hung up on the Ray McLeod thing, because we're still pretty thin at wide receiver. At least
you notice how my what's up, Darnell has diminished.
Yeah, what's up, Darnell?
What's up, Darnell?
Tyler Algier with a hip and a knee was limited. The big name, of course, Michael Penix Jr., limited again today with a knee. So we'll see about that.
Now, what's that mean?
Well, if he doesn't participate Friday, he's probably not going to play on Sunday. So we'll see, but that's generally been the rule of thumb. But some good news. Storm Norton, a full participant with that foot injury. So I don't know if they're going to decide to get him in there in place of Elijah Wilkinson. Last week against San Francisco was the first game where Elijah looked bad. He's been really good. We haven't complained about him at all until it was really noticeable. The entire offensive line struggled. Storm Norton with a foot. He was back to full. Jordan Fuller okay. Kadarrell Hodge, who can also play wide receiver, back off the peck. Full participant. Jake Matthews limited with an ankle. Zach Harrison limited with a knee. Felipe Franks limited with a calf. Leonard Floyd got a day off. Divine Diablo not participating.
Did you say Divine Diablo?
And, you know, availability and ability. I don't want to trigger Georgia fans, but – you know, we said this, and I mentioned that.
Don't do it.
I mentioned the James Pierce Jr., you know, expectations.
Mike, don't say this.
Well, Jalen Walker is not playing a lot.
I knew you were going to say this.
Jalen Walker looks great in Minnesota. He throws J.J. McCarthy around like a rag doll, and that's kind of been the highlight reel.
Why did you have to say this?
Did not participate, as Carl would say in Texas, a groin
is killing him
injury, and then Billy Bowman with a hammy. So we love Billy, but he looks like he's going to be out as well.
Okay, you know what? Frustrating for Jalen Walker.
Bomb. Dog fan. Oh, wait a minute. What did
Mike
say?
I didn't say that.
What did he say?
That's doctored audio.
I didn't hear it. Frustrating for Jalen Walker.
Bomb.
Wow.
I didn't say that. That's, you know, now people are going to be coming at me. I got enough guys triggered on me over the James Pierce.
Did you say that about Jalen Walker?
That's, you know, that's, no, that's our engineer being creative.
See, yeah, I heard bum. That sounds like a familiar bum.
But Jalen Walker fell to us at 50. He's got to be.
Uh-oh.
I don't have time for projects here. We don't have time for projects. We're here. We drafted people for immediate impact.
Oh, my goodness.
What kind of impact? Immediate impact.
What kind of impact?
Immediate. What kind of asteroid? Deep impact. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. You're feeling some kind of way today.
Well, I'm just keeping it real when keeping it real goes wrong.
What do we have coming up in Guy Talk?
I'll tell you what. Jeff Teague tells you what happens if you mention LeBron.
Uh-oh.
And it ain't good. Did Tua just tell the media in Miami that he's too short to play quarterback? And did you know that Julio Jones has a pretty impressive record that may get surpassed tonight on Thursday Night Football? Stay tuned.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Oh, yeah. Live from Gustin's, guys. Having a good time here in Woodstock, making some new friends, seeing some old friends as well. Mick, Carl, the thunder and or the blunder from down under.
Down under.
He's here to plunder. One of his friends.
He's got friends everywhere.
One of the great caddies in the history of the sport. Again, a lady friend of his showed me a photo from his birthday party. Really didn't need to see photos of Mick with his shirt off on stage, but that's kind of seared now into my noggin, but we'll try to drink that away later after the show. But Mick's here. We got some of our regular patrons and some new friends as well. Big story today, guys, is this gambling and maybe fixing scandal. It's basically two stories in one. You've got illegal card games that may or may not, the feds are alleging, were promoted by a guy who's a head coach in the NBA, and that's a problem, Carl.
It is.
Because Chauncey Billups, obviously you can't do that if they can prove that he was, in fact, getting guys knowingly into card games that were fixed, and they basically bilked people for to the tune of about $7 million in 11 states over a period of a number of years.
Let me say this about Chauncey, because I mentioned earlier, you know, have relations to him from my sister who knows his wife really well. They know the family, have met him over the years. But this was crap if he was getting friends involved with this.
Yeah, friends don't do that.
No. If he was getting other rich guys, because, Mike, you had to be rich to get into these games. You had to be somebody. You had to have a certain amount of salary or at least, you know, access to money. If he was – and, again, I'm trying to figure all this out. We're still learning about this. But that's what it sounds like. he was the front guy, right? Oh, I know some people. I'm going to get this guy. I'm going to know this guy. That's crap. And I'm curious to see how that looks when it all the information comes out. But, again, we're speculating right now. But, Mike, that's what it sounds like to me. He wasn't necessarily running these games, but he was getting people in them.
Right. But he was apparently – the feds are saying that he was knowingly aware that the fix was in. They were using marked cards, and they were using cameras, hidden cameras, all sorts of technology, they allege, to basically steal and hustle the guys involved in these high-stakes poker games. So right out of Goodfellas, the indictment from the United States District Court – now, this is not the point fixing. That's Terry Rozier basically tipping off friends that I was going to basically take myself out of a game, and other players have been implicated in that. Also, a former teammate, was that Damon Jones?
Yes.
Former teammate,
yes,
of LeBron, knowing that LeBron was going to be LeBron had nothing to do with it, but this guy gets a tip, LeBron's not going to play, tells his buddies before it gets to the line, guys bet the other team, Lakers win. The other team wins, Lakers lose.
Well, can I say this too, Mike? I mean, you got me, my mind's going crazy. Cheers, guys. Thank you guys for hanging out and being here at Gustin's. Damon Jones was a teammate of LeBron's.
Right, so he gets this information.
Did he call LeBron and say, yo, bro, casually? This happens all the time, guys. How you feeling? Man, I ain't going tonight. Really? All right, man, I'm just checking in on you. And then you give that information to somebody? Again, we don't know, but I'm telling you, like, this stuff is commonplace with guys who know each other in the league. And then the thing is, you don't sell that information, Mike. You just keep it, right? You don't sell it.
So two cases folded into one with the feds. It's a RICO case, as they'd say on The Sopranos. But we're talking about, you know, it's kind of right out of Goodfellas. You've got these names, Carl. And let me give you some of the names. It's literally like the scene in Goodfellas when Henry Hill goes and he walks into the bar and he tells you about, you know, there was Johnny Roast Beef and Joe Buddha, you know, and there was Frankie Carbone. We called him Frankie two times. He said everything twice. You know, get the papers.
That's right.
Well, anyway, some of the names involved in this one. You had Nelson Alvarez, a.k.a. Spanish G. Louis Apicella, known as Lou App. Amwar Awadai, known as Flappa Poker and Flappy. Chauncey Billups, just known as Chauncey. Matthew Dedino, also known as Matty D and The Wrestler. Then there was Eric Ernest, a.k.a. The Spook. There was Thomas Gallardo, known as Juice. Tony Goodson, Black Tony. Shane Hennin, he's Sugar. Osman Hadi, known as Albanian Bruce and Big Bruce. There was Horatio Hugh, only known as H. Then there was Zen Hugh, known as Jonathan Chan. Jonathan Hugh, Screwly, a.k.a. Stanley. These are some of the guys involved in the case. And then you get to...
Oh, you mean Stanley.
Then there was De Niro Laster, known as Nero, Paizo, and Peso. There was Terry Rozier, also known as Scary Terry, and Chum. So these are all the indictments, all the names. But it's right out of Goodfellas. You can't make this.
No, you can't. That's incredible. I mean, it really is. And Scary Terry, that is kind of his nickname. That's not uncommon in the NBA. That's what people called him. So,
all right. Now from the feds on to what's worse, getting indicted by the feds or falling afoul of LeBron James and his people. Jeff T. goes on that podcast that he does, and he says, if you say anything about LeBron, you get a phone call from his camp to chill them out.
Mm.
Anytime you say anything about Bron, people call you and say, hey, man, you might want to chill. You got funny stories in blank? Leave LeBron alone.
Wow. Mike?
Jeff Teague dropping some knowledge here.
I'm not surprised if, in fact, that's true. And I'm going to say 90% of it is. I'm not going to doubt that Jeff Teague would – maybe he got one of those calls. Who knows? But I'll say this. When you are the league for 20 years, and he has been, you get this kind of protection. Because you have been the face, you have carried the league on your back.
Right.
Win, lose, or draw, the league has been about LeBron.
But LeBron's camp intimidating people, Carl.
Well, that doesn't surprise me that if you're saying something like maybe, hey, depending on what it was. Mike, we joke about this. You guys tell me the last time you read some bad press about LeBron, not your personal opinions.
No, it's just Stephen A. It's Stephen A. or guys that play with him and say he's a fake and a phony, or he tells you what you want to hear. But there's never anything about
never
remotely close to putting a bad foot. Like, what's the worst thing LeBron ever did? He did the decision, and that benefited the children, the Boys and Girls Club of America. It's just people didn't like the way it went about. So I'm with you there. But anyway, that's Jeff Teague's two cents worth on this.
You believe it?
I wonder if he's does, now when he says his camp. I mean, is that his agent? Is that his management? Is that his peeps?
His muscle.
You know, his muscle. A bunch of Samoan guys show up at your door and say, "Stop talking about LeBron." Hey, did you, speaking of Samoans or Polynesians or Asians or Hawaiians, did Tua Tagovailoa say that he's too short? He said part of the reason he didn't target Jalen Waddle much in the Browns game is he had trouble seeing him over the O-line and D-line. Quote, "I'm not the tallest guy back there. Sometimes when that happens, you know, you don't want to just throw it blindly."
Okay. So he can't see over the line.
I mean, of all the things to say, I mean, you're going to put that out there? I mean, what the heck is going on in Miami?
A blank show. That's what's going on. And I hope it doesn't get any better on Sunday.
I mean, he's been that same size his whole career, and he's put up decent numbers. He got a $50 million contract extension per year being that same size.
Yeah, I don't know, Mike. What I do know is we blow doors this weekend.
Let us pray.
And then their head coach gets fired. The owner who says he wants to keep Tua until the end of the season has a decision to make. Quinn Ewers becomes the starting quarterback. They pay Tua and take the cap hit like Denver did with Russell Wilson, and the team turns itself over in the offseason. Right. That's what I project is going to happen with the Dolphins. This cannot get any better with us on Sunday. The only way this gets better is if they win against us on Sunday. And you want to talk about a blank show, it will be here instead of them.
Yeah, I can't imagine this team. I mean, like, you think Arthur Blank would fire? The coaches, we're 3-3. We're 4-3. 3-4, though, I think we dropped down to less than 20% to make the playoffs. I mean, right now we're the 11th seed in the NFC. Falcons have got no margin
for
error.
Mike, you cannot lose to the Dolphins.
No, and again, just from the perception of it, that means you're, you know, this is a bad situation. We're still waiting to see, guys, if you missed the injury report, more on the Falcons injury information coming up at 5. By the way, speaking of IR, Darren Waller, the comeback from the Georgia Tech tight end, is pretty much kaput. He's on the IR with the Dolphins. They announced
Did you say Darren Waller?
I said,
oh, my goodness.
I said Darren Waller. Or I didn't tell Oren I was going to mention Darren Waller.
Oh, well, we got to play the song. He's done for the season? Come on. You know when you mention Darren Waller's name, we got to drop this.
He decided to make a video and a tribute to the woman that I guess he metaphorically said shot him in the back.
Love is real.
Or stabbed him in the back. Hey, man, Thursday Night Football tonight. Please, don't ever play that again.
It's terrible.
Ah. Love Drear? What's it called again?
Love is real. Love is real.
It has to be like love in the rear is what I think it says.
It's only taken me like 8 million times to hear this to realize what it was.
Whole other
saying.
Topic, love in the rear. All right, Justin Jefferson.
Wait, what?
Not, Justin Jefferson needs 40 yards.
What did you just say?
I thought it was love in the rear.
Okay, we're out of dumps. Okay, what?
Anyway,
sorry.
On that note, Justin Jefferson needs 40 yards tonight. To be the fastest wide receiver to reach 8,000 yards. He's sitting on 83 games. Tonight will be his 84th game as a pro. Why does this matter? The record holder for the fastest wide receiver to 8,000 yards is
Julio
in 85 games. Randy Moss got there in 93. Jerry Rice got there in 94. Calvin Johnson, Torrey Holt got there in 95. Just a testament to Justin Jefferson. He only needs 40 yards to be the fastest wide receiver to reach 8,000.
You know, and I still take offense to what Coach told us yesterday, by the way. After Coach Raheem Morris accused this show of saying we didn't throw the ball to Julio enough, and then I said, oh, you remember that? He said, I don't forget anything. Ra, because I know you're listening. We didn't throw the ball to Julio enough, okay?
Yeah.
Well, when we had him, we didn't throw it enough to him, and yes, we complained about it.
Well, the problem on that is Julio has to be on the Please, Arthur Smith, you're not germane to this conversation. No, the problem with Julio is, you know, you got to be on the field. You know, when you take
Didn't you take offense to that, though?
When you're taking that breather.
I was like, Ron, how dare you? Yes, we did throw it to Julio enough.
But, you know, when you take a breather on third down, I can't throw to Julio. We know all the great things he did. You know, but I mean, there was.
That's all I'm saying.
At the end,
made that man cuss.
What?
Him and Matt never had the chemistry.
Y'all made that man cuss.
You talking about Coach Ra?
Yeah.
They never got. Julio and Matt should have been better than Peyton Manning and Marvin Harris.
That record's impressive, though. Yeah. That's a nice milestone.
Julio was the man. Please. All right. The all-time goal scorer now. He passed Gretzky as Ovechkin. Story came out today on Barstool that apparently his key to success, Carl, is eating like a slob.
What?
Ovechkin apparently likes to drink carbonated soda drinks during the game. He drinks basically eats a giant chicken parm from the same Italian restaurant every home game. And when the Capitals go on the road, he's got a guy with the caps who gets dispatched to Subway to grab a double cheese spicy Italian with extra mayo and flaming hot Cheetos.
Wow.
And I'd hate to be sitting in first class with him after putting that down. if you're flying cross country with the Capitals.
By the way, chicken parm or veal parm?
Both. Both, either one, veal parm, chicken parm. Take okay. either one.
I'm curious.
I know that some people.
The veal is so good.
I know. You got to pound it out. No, that scene at Casino, you know, you got to pound that veal out. And why don't you slide over, honey? On that note, there's your guide talk, guys, live from Gustin's. And the guy's got the reference. There we go. Hanging out here.
Yes, you do.
Having a great time in Woodstock.
Yes, we are. All right, coming up, we're going to hear from our quarterback. Talking about the need to win. You're worried about the knee injury? He's not. Zach Robinson, our offensive coordinator, says, I'm keeping him in the lineup. Who's he talking about? And the latest on the injury report as we take you to Flowery coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves. We did it. So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.